board this evening approving an architect for a group of projects under the bond issue, but it's not the same architectural firm as SFA, Civic, some of the others. What went behind the decision to go with the second architectural group?
Sure. This is a lot of projects for Bryan ISD going on at the same time, a lot of volume. We, as administrators, as well as the Board of Trustees, have talked about it and feel like a second major architect would benefit the district. It's another set of professionals for us to bounce ideas off of and go through for various projects. It's another major firm in here looking at helping us with bidding, securing contractors, and that sort of thing. So we think there could be an advantage for us at least to have two during this process.
Going back to SFA and Civic, and you can run down the rest of the list of the board taking action of forming the committee that's going to review who's actually going to do the building.
Well, it's actually not who's doing the building. It's called a construction manager at risk. It is a particular procurement process where we identify a construction manager or a firm, and they are identified early in the project. They will work with the architect throughout the process of design, build, working with the district and finding out its needs. And then they actually produce, once those documents are fairly complete, a guaranteed maximum price. And then they will go get bids to try to come at or under that. One of the big advantages in a project like SFA for a construction manager at risk is you can phase in different processes, such as we can go ahead and proceed with renovations to the Civic. They can get a guaranteed maximum price on that, and we can proceed with that part of the process. You don't have to have plans complete on everything before you put them out for proposal. So it's going to be a time savings for us to go with that method.
What does the CMAR bring to the table that the architect doesn't, and vice versa?
They're actually have been contractors, general contractors in the past, so they have a better handle, I think, on the cost of various phases in the project. They've probably actually been a contractor out on buildings, so they can put their input in on that. But it is a bigger team working toward the project. District, contract manager at risk, as well as the architect. So we have a bigger team going through in the process.
And if I follow the sequence then with the architect, with the manager at risk, then with input from those two groups, then it goes to the actual builder, and the builder just has to take those plans and go do their thing then.
Well, actually, the CMAR will actually, instead of the district advertising and going through proposals and bids on the various parts of construction, that CMAR will be doing that for us. So they can actually have a little more flexibility in the process of bidding than we would have, because it's under their rules and regulations. So
it's still very early. November has really not been that long ago, but from a timing standpoint, is the sequence moving along as quickly as anticipated?
I think so. I mean, we hit the ground running right after the results of that, and like I said, we've already named architects. We should, if my timeline holds true, we should have a CMAR in place for this project in March, so well in time for them to work with PBK and get the processes complete. A project like this, I think that's the only way to stay on time.